Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, Mike, what's the word today?
Well, the way crop prices fluctuate, I might try to save money on my nutrition program this year. What do you think?
Well, did you end up using BlackNex 22 last year? It's been part of our nutrition program the last 5 years, and it can put between 10 and 50 bucks an acre into my pocket year after year.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. It's designed to help my soil provide nutrition better and cut down on burn from fertilizer, right?
That's LHC technology.
Okay, I think I'll give old BlackMax 22 a try.
BlackMax 22. If you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Leadership of the Senate Agriculture Committee indicated there would be no additional money to spend in the next farm bill while touting the cost savings from the most recent farm bill. During a farm bill filled hearing in Michigan over the weekend, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts said, "The reality is we are going to have to do more with less." Farm groups have said there should be additional resources for the next farm bill, and the House Agriculture Committee has said there should be budget flexibility to develop the next farm bill, according to the Hagstrom Report. Roberts noted that times are tough in farm country while mentioning the credit situation and commodity prices, along with overregulation burdens. Despite his sympathy for farmers and ranchers, Roberts said during the hearing that the federal debt totals $19 trillion, adding, "We can't go on like this." In an opening statement, ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow noted that the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the 2014 Farm Bill will save $80 billion more than expected, and that 500 groups have said there should be no additional cuts. Meanwhile, National Association of Wheat Growers Secretary Dave Milligan, a wheat farmer from Cass City, Michigan yesterday, submitted testimony before the Senate Ag Committee about how the Farm Bill is critical to agriculture, particularly in his home state. The hearing also featured testimony from a wide variety of agricultural producers and farm bill stakeholders, examining agriculture as well as conservation, rural economic development, research, forestry, energy, and nutritional policies. Milligan was quoted saying that the economic conditions in wheat country have declined rapidly as a result of low prices over the past few years. He says timely completion of the Farm Bill reauthorization process is even more important now more than ever before. And in other news from this weekend, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue continued his outreach to the Midwest as he completed his second week on the job. The former Georgia governor met with farmers in Iowa Friday, then toured flooded-out areas of Arkansas over the weekend. Perdue was slated to give his first major farm policy speech in Iowa on Friday, but noting that his staff had written him a 17-page speech, Perdue asked the crowd, "Would you rather have me do that or just talk from my heart?" His message was similar to the message he delivered to the farmers a week prior in Kansas City, Missouri. He did pledge support for the renewable fuel standard and beef exports. While touring flooded areas of Arkansas on Sunday, the agriculture secretary said, "We'll do everything in our power to help farmers impacted by the flooding." You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. That's a look at all of your agricultural news for today. Back tomorrow, though, with more of the latest on your agricultural news scene here in Oklahoma. I'm your Associate Farm Director, Carson Horn, reporting.